For WKNO News in Memphis, I'm Christopher Blank. With safety measures in place, Election Day in Shelby County continues through 7 o'clock tonight. The in-person ballots will be added to the more than 80,000 cast during early voting. WKNO's Katie Reardon says those who waited until Election Day found largely uncrowded precincts and poll workers in protective gear.
Sherry Greer never even considered voting by mail. She didn't want her vote for Republican Senate candidate Bill Hagerty getting lost. So she showed up in person.
Everything was very well sanitized, so no qualms.
Elizabeth Cook, a 76-year-old retired Democrat, also had no fear at the polls.
I like to come on Election Day. I think it's when people vote, and I just like to do that.
Still, many people wanted to avoid coronavirus exposure this year. After a judge ruled in June that all eligible Tennessee residents could request an absentee ballot because of the pandemic, a record 19,000 people in Shelby County took that option. That's about 20 times more absentee ballots than for a normal primary. But the rules will be different in November. The Tennessee Supreme Court decided Wednesday that voters will have to claim a specific vulnerability to COVID to request a mail-in ballot. Steve Mulroy, a Memphis attorney who fought for absentee ballots for everyone, says the ruling is an imperfect victory.
While we're disappointed that the court didn't allow all voters to vote absentee for November, when you add up all the many medical conditions that qualify and their caretakers, it's still the case that a substantial majority of Tennessee voters will be given the option to vote by mail.
Daria Schwartz voted in person today, but planned to mail in her ballot in November. As a high school teacher who will be doing in-person lessons soon at her private school, she doesn't want to risk going to the polls when it will likely be far more crowded.
But I feel very, very strongly about minimizing my contact with others so that I don't spread it to my students and their families.
For voter Jimmy Hassan, safety challenges aren't the only problem. The virus upended traditional ways of campaigning.
It has been difficult in terms of the candidates being able to meet the people like they would like. They haven't been able to get out and shake the people's hand and talk to them and let them know what they actually stand for.
But there's one thing that hasn't changed about this year, says Midtown resident Angie Skinner.
Somebody's gonna win. And when they win, they should be with integrity, serving our nation, serving our city.
For WKNO News, I'm Katie Reardon.